This is a recording for Natalie made on the 30th of July 2015. Okay. So, what's your first question?
Well, I'm a little concerned after the last time we talked. I want you to really have a look and see about my finances with my ex.
Okay. Is he getting a bit sticky on it?
Well, he's not sticky, but he's just been kind of going Lulu. And things have been going on, so I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
He promised me that everything would be okay because I did question him, but I just want to make sure.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You have to deal with the practical side of things.
Well, this is just it, right?
Yeah. Oh, he has gone a bit Lulu, hasn't he? Yeah, he really has. As far as I can see, everything should be okay.
Okay.
He fully intends to make it okay.
Okay, good. That's what he says.
Yeah, I don't think she is... she's not concerned. She's not, like, saying to him, oh, you can't go on paying her or whatever. She's not doing that.
Yeah.
So it does look to be that will work out for you.
Okay, good. That's good to know. Yeah, that's a relief.
I just want to say one thing, though. Has he mentioned moving away?
About what?
Has he mentioned that he might be moving away?
No.
Well,
no.
He might not have thought of it yet. It came up right at the end of the reading. But I can see somebody moving.
Well, I'm moving.
Oh, you're moving. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's probably what it is then.
No, he won't be moving because he's got a company, unless he loses it.
No, it'll be you. If you're moving, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You betcha. I'm going to be gone.
Well, I knew somebody was.
Okay. So the second question was, I wanted to... find out when I was going to meet this guy and where.
Ah, let's see if we can see something, shall we? Sometimes it'll tell me and sometimes it won't. And I'll give you the reason for that in a minute.
Okay.
There is a reason. Oh, definitely a love affair going to start. Okay. I would say probably in the spring you'll start a relationship, around May.
Well, that's a long time.
Well, that's not to say that you won't have somebody in between, but a serious relationship with one that you're going to keep.
Okay, cool.
So I'm thinking then, and
already?
And where? Okay, when are you moving?
Well, I'm not moving in the spring. I won't be moving for a while.
Okay.
At least a year,
okay.
A year and a half.
Okay, well, are you going on a trip then? Because I don't get him being where you are. I get him somewhere else.
Yeah. I don't know. I could be. You never know. Next year.
I'm thinking Ontario.
Holy smokes.
I know.
That's, I wasn't planning on going there.
That's a little surprise. I'm not definitely sure about that. But
yeah.
It just seems like he's not where you are. At least.
Yeah, well, maybe he's going to come here.
It could be. I mean, at least not at the moment, he's not where you are. He's
he's
away from you at the moment.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Okay. All right, so the reason why I can't always see where and when is because it depends on the person I'm reading for. Because some people, you could say, okay, you're going to meet him at such and such a mall. You know?
Right.
They'd go and sit there every night.
Yeah, no kidding. No.
And the first one that came along that looked anything like I described, they'd kind of pounce on him and say, oh, you're the one, you know.
Okay. What was the other one I had? I wanted to ask about my friend Sonia.
Okay, sure. What would you like to know?
Well, she's going through some things, so I just want to know, like, how her life, like, you know, she's having issues with her hubby and stuff.
Okay, so you want to, you see, I can do this because she's your friend, and because what affects her affects you.
Yeah.
That's why it'll work. So,
like, I'm worried about her, like, her financing end and stuff. I keep trying to get her to go to a lawyer because he's kind of weird-y.
Oh.
So I just want to make sure she's going to be okay.
Okay. Let's just put it out for her. Just laying them out now. Okay, she is going to be okay, but there's some things that she needs to do.
Yeah.
First thing is, she is afraid. She is afraid that she will not be able to make it.
Yeah, she's terrified.
Without his money.
Yeah.
Now this is her husband, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know she's your friend, but I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to tell it you bluntly. She doesn't love him for him.
She doesn't love him for him?
She loves the lifestyle, she loves the state of being married, and she loves the security.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Okay.
She's not in love with him anymore.
No, she's not.
No.
But he is in love with her.
He is?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but he treats her like shit.
Really?
Yeah, he's not very good to her. They had some issues that went on, and she's trying to move, past, you know what I mean? They're trying to move past it, but he can't seem to get past it. And she's trying, and he's not.
Okay.
Right? Like, he keeps going backwards.
That's funny, because I'm getting that it's kind of the opposite of what you're saying. That's weird.
Yeah, no, she keeps trying, and he keeps going backwards.
She won't sleep with him, though, will she?
No, she won't. She because he treats her like shit. Women have to be... really...
I think there's...
happy to jump into bed with a mate, right? Like, if they yell at us and start screaming at us over stuff, and then 5 minutes later want to jump in the sack, I mean, we're not going to do that.
No, that's not good at all.
But what's going on, right? Like, you know, he's just freaking out and there was some infidelity, right? And she wasn't happy in her marriage because he just didn't pay any attention to her. Although he loved her, he has other issues, right? And so, obviously, you know, they found out and whatever, and now, it's been over 6 months, and he's the only one who can't get past it, yet he wants the marriage to work, but he keeps, screaming at her all the time.
Okay.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Well,
he's almost lost his friggin' mind.
Well,
and
that's
he runs away all the time. He takes off and he's like, you know, this is my money and my money. And you know, he's just not being normal, right? Like, he's just neurotic.
Well, then in that case, what she needs to do is to move out or have him move out or tell him point blank that it's over.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what's happening here is that they're both... playing a game. It's like a this isn't over thing, but it is.
Yeah.
So I think that's what she needs to do, and the reason she won't do it is because of her fear over the money.
It is, yeah.
Now the truth is that yes, she would make it.
Yeah.
Would she make it by lazing around and doing nothing? No.
No, she's gonna have to work.
She's going to have to work. She's going to have to put her nose to the grindstone. But she is perfectly capable of making a good life on her own. And I don't get him as being like, he will pay a fair amount.
Okay, good. Because he wasn't even going to be fair.
Okay.
Like, he's like, no, you have to pay me for the house, right? And I'm like, no, that isn't how it works, right? He has a company, right? And I said, if he wants to keep the company, he's going to have to give you the house. You know?
Okay,
or
let me
ask...
You're
going to have to sell everything and split it 50-50.
Let me ask you this. The person that she was involved with...
Pardon?
The person that she was involved with...
Yes.
Has she totally let him go?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're not together at all anymore.
Okay, because she has to let him go.
I mean,
even if she's not in touch with him, in her mind, she has
yes,
to let
she
him
has.
Go.
Yes, she finally has, yeah.
Good.
It took her a while, but she has.
Because that wouldn't work anyway if she was still fixated on him. And I'm glad that she's let him go because he will never be with her the way that she wanted him to be. He would never do that. He's married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not going to leave his wife.
No. We figured that out.
Yeah. He never would leave his wife.
Yeah.
And yeah, he probably liked the fun and the good times, but no, he's not going to be with her the way that she would like him to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do get a making a fresh start. There is a fresh start here. And I think that's best for both of them. Both of them make a fresh start.
Yeah.
And apart from each other.
Yeah.
Right? And then maybe, just maybe, a couple of years down the line, they'll both see things differently and maybe they can get back together then. Or maybe not.
Yeah.
That's what I see. But she is strong. She's a very strong woman.
She is. But she's scared. She's been pampered.
Yeah.
And to some extent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's never had to really worry about money because they've always had it because they don't have kids, so it's just the two of them.
Yeah.
And so she's worried, and I keep telling her, look, if I can do it, you can do it.
Oh, she can do it. She can. There is no doubt in my mind whatsoever she can do it.
Yeah.
But it's whether she's willing to adopt the go-getter lifestyle instead of... like sitting there and waiting for it to come to her. That's not going to happen.
She does work. She's always worked.
Oh, good.
She makes money. She's good at making money. Like, not, it's just not that. It's just that, you know what I mean? She just doesn't make as much as he does, and he's always thrown it in her face.
Oh.
Right?
Well,
you can't do this, and you won't be able to do that, and you won't be able to keep the house up, and you know what I mean? You know how men can be when they're angry.
Yes. Well, fact is, the law of the land says 50-50.
Yeah.
And that's what will happen.
Yeah, that's what I, and that, but, you know, for some reason, he doesn't seem to think that. You know, he seems to think, like, he just got an inheritance and he won't even give her half.
Inheritance is a bit weird. Sometimes it comes into that and sometimes it doesn't. I'm not quite sure what the setup is. But sometimes, say, your mother left you some money.
His father died.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the court will say, yes, 50-50, and sometimes it says, no, that's his. But apart from that, apart from any bequeathments or anything like that,
yeah.
It's 50-50. That's
yeah.
What'll happen. Doesn't matter what he thinks. Doesn't matter what he says. That's the law.
Yeah, that's what I told her. And, you know, the thing is I mean, she did just as much for her for his father, if not more.
Well, yes, I understand that.
You know, and so, you know, she's not asking for half. She just wants him to pay a bill and he won't do it, you know, with it. But he went and bought a Harley, you know, he's that kind of a guy.
Well, the bills will all get paid and everything. I don't see a hardship for her. I really don't.
Okay, good.
I'm
going to tell her that because she just keeps worrying and I'm like, don't even go there. Like, just take it one day at a time. You're going to be fine.
I see her more than capable of making things work. I see her...
Go get her. She's like her mom. That's Marlo's daughter.
Right. I see her making a fresh start.
Yeah.
I do see the house getting split. Now, he might surprise you. He might say, well, I'll walk away and you can have it. He might do that.
Yeah.
If he does, well, good. But I really think it's probably more likely to be split.
Well, they have. He has a trucking company.
Okay.
And for some adamant reason, he thinks that she doesn't, you know, deserve any of that. And I'm like, that's a residual income. Like, you know, that's long term.
No,
it's not just what it's worth today. It's what it's worth 10 years down, 20 years down the road. That should have been yours.
If there is a prenup saying that, okay, well then it will come into the agreement. He can say what he wants and he can think what he wants, but the law is 50%.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
So she'd be fine.
That's what I said. If he wants his company and his trucks, then he's going to have to give you the house. Because the house isn't worth very much anyways. It's falling apart.
Is it? Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, like it's got lots of stuff that needs to be fixed. So.
Well, that might be
like
a way that
he
they...
He doesn't know the law very well, like, and I do. You know, and so I kind of know what.
Yeah, well, you've been through it, haven't you?
Well, plus my sister's a lawyer, right? And this is my first kick at the can, so...
Well,
you know, we
that might be...
Before, so I'm really aware of what...
That might be a way that they could settle it. He keeps the company and she keeps the house. That could be a settlement, because I do see a possibility of her getting the house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's for sure written in stone, but I see this, like, it's possible she'll get it.
Yeah. I mean, I think she should just sell it and start fresh, but, you know, because it's a lot of work, that house, right?
Yeah, but she might be getting a...
things, right?
She might be getting herself a problem.
Well, I think so. I think she should just sell it and move into a little condo. You know?
Well, I do see her on her own.
Yeah.
And she has money. She has enough money, but she is working, and I don't know what kind of job she works at, but if it's not enough, then she needs to get another job so that she's got enough.
Oh, yeah, exactly. She's going to be doing more than one thing, and she's fine with that, right?
And she will be fine, and then about a couple of years down the road, I can see, like, the light at the end of the tunnel, if you like looking at the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then thinking, okay, I could have done that different, I could have done that different, and he could have done this different, and he could have done that different.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe they might be able to talk to each other, but right now, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say they should break up. This is going, it's getting bitter.
It's very bitter, yeah, very, very. He's just so, you know... He's very toxic now, and it's just not working, and he's just jumping to weird conclusions, and, you know, it's just making her life hell.
Well, looking at him, I really think he is in love with her.
Oh, he is.
And I think that the reason this is happening... I can see your point of view where you say the reason she won't sleep with him is because he's so nasty, but I think the reason he's so nasty is because she won't sleep with him.
Well, she was sleeping with him.
Oh, she was?
She was. She just stopped, like, just recently.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, last week, right?
Okay.
But she, you know, like, she still was sleeping with him, not as much as maybe he would have liked, you know what I mean? Like, he would be happy if he had it every day, twice a day, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But she said, you know, when she said to him, she said, you know, well, why do you, you know, I can't always do this when I'm not happy. Like, when you yell at me and then you argue with me and you, you know, treat me like crap and then you climb into bed half drunk and you want to have sex. And she goes, I just can't. He says, well, I got to get something from you. Like, that's his response.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got some drinking issues and, you know, too.
Right,
so.
Right.
It's just a mess, right?
Oh, yeah, and I think that the only way around that is to stop it, just end it.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said, you're just going in circles now. This is dumb, right?
And I would suggest, my suggestion would be, not to go to somebody else. Go on her own.
Yeah.
Because right now, she's in this mess because she feels dependent on a man. Don't jump out of that and become dependent on another man. That's just making it...
She won't.
Well, that's good. So, on her own.
Let me tell you, she has men falling at her feet.
Well, that's okay for fun, but not to become dependent on
them. Literally, because she's looks like she's 20. She's a 40-year-old woman, and she's in, like, great shape.
Yeah.
And they literally just... Like, she has a 20-year-old body, so guys just fall in love with her, right? They're just so stupid. Like, it's dumb. Like, it's just dumb, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even like going out with her half the time. I just like, oh, these guys just drive me nuts, right?
Well, I mean, I'm all for having a good time, and she should have a good time with them, but yeah, not to go with them, to live with them, because she'll become dependent again, okay, and that will just make the problem worse. She yeah needs to prove to herself yeah that she can survive without a man. And when she's done that, she's yeah already a strong woman. When yeah she's done that, she'll be that much stronger.
Yeah.
And then she can call the turn to how yeah she wants it.
Yeah.
If she wants somebody, she'll get somebody. And if she doesn't want somebody, that's fine too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, good. Good, I'm going to tell her that. That'll make her happy.
Okay.
Awesome. Is there any other thing in the reading that is pertinent to me?
Not in that one, no. Let me just see. Do you want me to do like a general thing, or have you got some more
yeah
questions?
Just a quickie, I guess, yeah, yeah. There was one other thing. I was kind of curious. My husband had changed something in his Facebook page, and he said he's in a complicated relationship. I haven't asked him what that means. Do you have anything in the cards what that means?
Okay.
I just don't get it.
Oh, those Facebook things and complicated relationships.
He's in a
oh
complicated God relationship now, yeah.
Oops. Okay. The complicated relationship that he's referring to is that there are three people in this complicated relationship. There's you, there's him, and there's her. And he's married but not living with his wife. He's living with the other woman. I don't know whether he's living with her.
No, he's not living with her.
Okay. So he's with her.
Yeah.
He cares about you in that he loves you in a kind of a caring way.
Yes, yeah.
And he... I don't think he loves her. I really don't.
You what?
I don't think he loves her.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
He's with her because she's needy.
Yes.
She strokes his ego. And
yeah
men just love that.
That's just retarded.
He's like the big, strong, recovered alcoholic. And she isn't.
He just looks like such an idiot. It was that whole thing. But you know what? It's whatever. I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah
I'm supposed to post? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm past all that. I was just curious what that whole thing meant. Because if somebody wrote that about me, I'd kick his ass to the curb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If someone said, oh, I'm in a complicated relationship, I was like, you know what? I'm going to uncomplicate it for you.
Yeah, yeah, it's not complicated anymore.
Exactly, right? So I just, like, in a lot of ways, I feel really bad for this girl because I don't think she's giving her a fair shake. You know, like, as a woman in AA, I have to look at that part of it, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know,
yeah,
because I sponsor women and stuff, and she's new, and I don't think she's being fair to her.
Well, I don't either, because with something like that, she could have a disastrous relationship with him, split up, have a nasty breakup,
yep,
and go back to drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think he is being fair.
No.
Although, having said that, I feel sorry for her on that count, but on the other hand, she's going out with a married man. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I guess so.
He is married. To you.
Well, we're not together, though.
All the same. It's like, you're into a new program.
Right.
In Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah.
And you're going to mess up the whole thing by getting involved with somebody who is not free from
yeah
his former relationship. You're not divorced, right?
No, not yet.
So,
and we don't know when we're ever going to get divorced, because for financial reasons, it's, you know, it's going to be a while, right?
Yeah. So
it could be 3 years.
It could. And you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
And I just think she's gone from one dependency right into another.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to last, because, you know, if somebody's writing that, it's complicated. I mean, I think he just went with her because she was available.
I think she just was needy. Yeah. She just he thought, oh, I can shine and be the knight in shining armor.
Yeah. Because he was, you know, like, he hasn't had any luck with anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, finding a girlfriend or anything. And I think this is the first one that really paid attention to him.
Yeah.
Too, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. Because I am getting this.
Because she's very not what he would normally. Well, she's not me, I guess, right? So I don't know. I shouldn't say it's not something that he would normally get, because I don't know, realistically, right?
Yeah.
All I know is, like, if you compare apples to apples, like, I'm, like, Miss America, the beautifulest woman in the world, compared to her, right?
Right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
And she, remember, I told you she looks like a transvestite.
Yeah.
It's just such a change, right?
Well, I get the lust thing here, the passion, and I think maybe that's a big part of it. The sex bit. Yeah?
What do you mean?
Well, I think he's got this driving sex urge for her.
Ew.
I know.
Yeah, but she's not very pretty. She's not attractive. She's really tall and fat and...
Yeah, but honey, most men, if they've been out without for a while, and it sounds like he has, they'd probably, excuse me, but go with a hole in the fence.
Oh, Christ. Oh, sorry. Yuck. You're probably right. That's kind of what I was thinking too, but
yeah.
I just was kind of hoping he would rise above that, but I guess not.
I mean, I'm not saying that they're doing that.
It doesn't matter. Right?
But it's just that,
I mean, if I had a good boyfriend, I'd be having sex with him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what happens, right?
Yeah. But I think he does. He does have an urge to do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he always has.
Yeah.
Because he was still trying to get into my pants before he met her.
Right. Right. Well, he's getting at this stage probably pretty desperate then.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too, so. But anyways, I was really curious about the complicated relationship part, so. I didn't even want to ask her, but I thought, oh, I'll ask Sophie to see what she has in her cards.
Well, that's what it is. It's just that he's still married to you, he's with somebody else, he's put it on there because friends are asking. Like, they're seeing him with somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, is this permanent? Is this, you know, this kind of thing? And he's saying it's complicated.
Oh, that's just retarded. Okay, good deal.
Which says to me, as far as she's concerned, it isn't permanent.
No. No. Well, because I, you know, when I had said to him, when I said, you know, we were talking about something, and I said, oh, well, you must stop on the way there coming home on Sundays from her place, right? And he says, well, no, I don't go there all the time to her place. And I said, well, I thought you went every weekend. He says, no, she's got her son, and he says, I don't want things, or, you know, we don't want him to become attached only to become detached.
Oh.
And I'm like, well,
okay.
Why would you even, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, right? Like, I guess you think about those things, you don't want, you know, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, like, he's thinking already about the end of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like,
really,
it, right? I'm kind of like, well, that's really fair, you know what I mean? It just makes him look really shitty in my eyes.
If you're really head over heels with somebody, then you don't think about the end of it. You think about what's going to, you know, the future and the lovely times together and everything.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, let's do the year ahead. Not the year ahead, the general reading.
Yeah.
And the first one is that right now, you are probably quite ready. You could go into another relationship. But the one that you're going to be with, the one you're going to really like, is not really due to arrive until next spring.
That's great. I don't mind.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay. Now, is there some kind of an award that you get at AA for so long of...
Well, I just got my 25-year coin.
Oh, you just got it. Okay. Because
yeah.
I was going to say they're giving you something, and that must be what you just got.
I just got that. And then I just had that big roundup thing, and they were really impressed with the food, and I got a lot of accolades for that. And
yes, because I've got you like a star.
For roundup, and I was quite... Is that what it would be? Is it pertinent to my AA?
I was thinking it was, but that was like an award, but I've also got the star card, which would probably be your roundup.
Yeah.
And now, you did tell me before, but I've forgotten. How old's your son?
Which, I have two.
Oh, you have two. Okay.
Yeah.
I think this would probably be the younger one.
Okay.
How old is he? How old is he?
He's 22.
22. Okay, he's going to show some real strength that you didn't really know he had.
Oh, good.
So that's nice. He's going to surprise you very nicely.
Awesome. I'm glad.
Yeah, me too. Oh, this is so nice. The next pile that I'm lifting up is so nice. You are going to meet somebody. He's going to be a perfect match for you.
Yay!
You are going to fall in love.
And I am?
Yes, you are.
Awesome.
And it'll be like love you've never known before.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
And you're going to go on some kind of an adventure with him. You're going traveling or something.
Awesome.
So that is really nice.
That is cool.
This one is family. Now, is your family living locally?
My mum does.
Okay.
But my boys live out of town.
Yeah.
And then I have a brother here.
Okay. Well, you're going visiting.
Okay.
So you're visiting family. All right. And there's somebody who's passed away who's going to be coming through to you in dreams.
Who passed away?
Yeah, somebody who's gone.
Somebody who passed away
is going to be coming through to you in dreams.
In dreams?
Yeah, you're going to dream about them.
Okay.
So watch out for that. This is about groups that you're in.
What does that mean? Like, watch out about it? Like, is it going to give me a sign of something?
No, but it'd be nice to see them in a dream, wouldn't it? So.
Oh, I just love it when I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is about your friends and so on. And, I think you are really going to have to be there for Sonia. She's not going to get over this fear easily.
Yeah.
She's not going to have an easy time with that at all.
No, I know.
I know she's strong enough to do it. I just hope she sticks with it.
Yeah. And not go with somebody else, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't solve anything. She'd just go from man to man, be independent, not loving them, but wanting their security.
I know.
And that's no kind of life.
Yeah. She used to love her husband.
Right.
She was very much in love with him. And in fact, they almost were like making it again. Like, she was starting to fall back in love with him.
Good.
Like, she loves him. Don't get me wrong, she loves him, but she's just not in love with him right now. There's been so much damage, right?
Yeah, that's
but
why there, I think...
There was, things were starting to work out, right? And you could tell, like, she was kind of happy, and she was wanting to be home, and then all of a sudden he just flipped again, just out of the blue, so...
Well,
yeah.
That's why I think some time apart.
Yeah. Me too.
And I think she needs to prove it to herself so that she can actually, if they go back together after this, she can say to herself, well, I'm here because I want to be, not because I need to be.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay.
So. Actually, it might all get solved for her. It might resolve itself because I think he's going to go.
Yeah.
But, okay, that's just in that.
Yeah.
It's how
well, that's what I think. Like, he's been looking at property and stuff. And then he took off for, he just ran away, just, you know, and just said, oh, you know, he didn't tell her where he was going or just said he's fine. And, like, he's just playing that game now, right?
Wow.
And it's really sad because, you know, he doesn't leave her with any money and he's like, you know, it's okay for him to run off and blow $1,000, but it's not okay for her, right?
Right, right.
You know, and it's just really, it's just making things really bitter.
Yeah, yeah.
So it would be best if he just left.
Oh, yeah, it would be best all around just to end up.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is good. You're going to get, your money is good. It's going to come through. It's okay. You know, from your husband.
Yeah.
And this is you rejoicing and going out with another couple of girls, and you're really having a good time. And
I am. I am so happy.
Yeah.
Look, I'm really surprised how happy I am.
Oh, that's really good.
You know.
Now, are you prepared for this?
Sure.
I think that within, well, by Christmas, I think your husband is going to want to be coming back to you.
I'm sure. He's already kind of looking at things, looking different.
Okay.
At me. I don't think I could take him back, Sylvia.
Well, just keep an open mind on it and see, because a lot can happen between now and Christmas.
You know.
People can change, as he has demonstrated.
Well, you know it is, but you know, like, I don't know, we'll have to see. I'll have to turn it over to God and see.
Yeah, and don't make any rash decisions or jump into anything, but just give it a look and see if it's worth it. And the outcome is very good. And your two boys, very happy. They're quite different, aren't they?
Very.
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Yeah, I have a grandson, right?
Yes.
And they're so happy. They're like a team, those two people. You know, my son and his wife.
Good.
Yeah, and then my youngest has a really nice girlfriend. I don't know if it's going to last, but, you know, they're happy, and he's, you know, trying to do what he can, and he doesn't make the greatest money. He doesn't have the greatest job, but I'm hoping things will change for him.
Well,
you know, he's sort of floundering a little bit, but he's living okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
and
he's surviving.
He's young yet.
Yeah.
And when, you know, when he finds his feet, he will make his life what he wants it to be.
I think so.
You are going to get another grandchild. It will be a granddaughter.
Yay! Yeah. That will be nice.
Yeah, have a girl around, a little girl to dress up.
Yes, that will be fun. And that will be from my oldest, hopefully.
I don't know. I'm not sure where that one's coming from.
I hope that they don't get pregnant. They're not really prepared to have a baby, my youngest, but
Might not be yet. I mean, I don't think it'll be yet, but you will eventually have a granddaughter.
That would be nice.
So that's the general reading, and I think we're probably around the right kind of time.
I think so.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just to say what you said that, I just wanted to clarify what you said.
Yeah.
When you said about, keep my mind open about being possibly back together with my husband by Christmas, and then you said my kids would be happy about it or everything would be good?
That was a separate statement. Your kids are very happy.
Oh, like, okay.
Whether you're with him or whether you're not, they're happy.
Oh, okay, that's what I was trying to confirm. I was like, you know what that was. Okay, good, I'm glad.
Okay.
Hey, well, thank you. That was a great reading.
Okay. And it looks very positive for you, and it looks positive for Sonia if she will just utilize her own strength.
Yeah.
and make a new start.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think so too.
Okie dokie, then I'll send you the tape.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, have a great day.
You too, and good luck with your teeth if I don't talk to you before then, okay?
Oh, you probably will. It's August 13th, and my appointment is August 13th.
Okay, well, probably will. Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One unheard message. One saved message. Check unheard messages. Press 1-1. The following message has not been heard. First unheard message sent today at 2:23 p.m.
Hi, Sylvia. It's Marlene. I know you said yesterday if I had another question, I could call you. I just wanted to ask you about my parents and my parents' health, if there was any concerns there, and they're going to make it to Florida this year or whatever. But I just want to say how great of a person you are. You're wonderful. I wish I had the talent and do what you can do. All right, maybe you can call me back at 463-0613. I seen you yesterday. All right. Thanks, Sylvia. Bye-bye.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To reply to it, press 8. To save it in the archives, press 9. Message will be saved for 28 days.